Speaking in Sweden today, President Obama said responding to the alleged use of chemical weapons by Syria's government is the, quote, moral thing to do. The president is on a three-day trip to Sweden and Russia for the G20 summit. That comes as senior officials in his administration are working to get support for military intervention from Congress. So let's continue to get the view from Michigan's congressional delegation. Yesterday on Stateside, we heard from Republican Congressman Justin Amash and from Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. Today, we turn to Democratic Representative Sander Levin. Congressman, you took part over the weekend in a classified briefing on Syria. And then afterward, you put out a statement saying Congress must respond, and you say you'll vote in favor of a response that is targeted and focused. Help us understand just what you mean by targeted and focused.
What I said was that there should be a resolution. There needed to be a response. The evidence is clear that there was use by the Syrian government of major chemical weapons. And I will vote, as you said, for a response that's targeted and focused, and that means that relates primarily to the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government and to make sure that they cannot continue to use them. So whatever is necessary to maximize that outcome, we should undertake.
And in your understanding after briefings and after viewing what you've seen from Syria, how much force do you believe is necessary?
I think the military is trying to determine that, and some of it's classified. But I think we know that they used missiles to unleash this chemical weapon attack. I think we know that those were protected and supported by their Air Force capacity. So I think that clearly there has to be an effort to address those resources of those so they cannot be of them, so they can't be used again. That's what we mean by targeted and focused. The president has made clear that there will not be boots on the ground, but there will be this kind of focused attack to deter any further use.
Certainly there has been much talk about an end game, particularly using military force. But if that force is used, when does it end and how do we stay away from mission creep?
Well, because I don't think it is open-ended. The resolution will relate primarily to the use of chemical weapons and our response to it. And there will be some further support to the opposition forces. There already has been some support. I think there will be more. So I think essentially what the president has been laying out is a very specific, focused response and some further assistance to the opposition forces, but without our becoming very directly with our full force involved in the civil war there. There will not be boots on the ground. There will not be.
Congressman, at some point there are those who say this is not a U.S. problem, tragic as it may be, and they feel the administration hasn't done enough to show why U.S. military involvement is necessary and that America maybe should not be the world's police. What do you say to those people?
I think our national security is directly affected when there's major use of chemical weapons. We have our brave men and women overseas in often dangerous circumstances. And if Assad is going to be able to use chemical weapons and use them again, it also sends a signal to others who have chemical weapons that they can also use them. So there's a direct national security interest in our response here. And we're not going to be the policemen of the world. Hopefully there'll be others who join, and I think increasingly that will happen. I think the statement of the Speaker and the Majority Leader in the House on the Republican side indicates that we're going to pull together within this country and not to be the police of the world, but to be able to respond when our national security interest is involved. And so is what this country stands for. When there's a chemical weapons attack like this, hundreds who are essentially killed, and then we don't respond. I think that isn't in our national interest. I think Senator John McCain made it very clear that our not following through, our countermanding the president's decision, would be catastrophic in our national security interest. And I think Senator McCain is correct.
What are you hearing, Congressman Levin, from your constituents about the situation in Syria?
A variety of opinions. I respect them all. I think there is concern here about our getting involved. I do think the more facts come forth, the more we can disclose them. I've read the report that is classified. It reinforces what has been unclassified. I think the more the facts get out, I think the more people will feel, on the whole, that there has to be a response here. I respect the differences of opinion. I respect the view of what happened with Iraq. I voted against our involvement in the Iraq wars. I think they were a mistake. I think this is a very different situation. There was no clear evidence in those, in the case of Iraq, that they had weapons of mass destruction. It is very clear in this case that Assad has them, and he has used them. And I think if we don't respond, it's essentially a kind of invitation for him to use them again. So I understand the reaction because of Iraq. I think this is a different situation that requires a response on our part.
Congressman Sander Levin, 9th Congressional District, thank you for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thanks so much.